Before we begin, a quick message from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is American rapper, singer, songwriter, and record producer Armando Christian Perez, widely recognized as Pitbull, and also known as Mr. Worldwide 305. His latest album, Libertad 548, is available for purchase and streaming on all platforms globally. Thank you, Mr. Worldwide, for making this episode of the podcast possible. Welcome back to Tour of the Constitution, where we continue our journey through the amendments. As you all know, I am your host, prominent television anchor and history aficionado, Ethan Chester. Today, I am pleased to be sitting with expert historian and Cornell alum, Andy Bernard.
It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. So today, we'll be discussing the 22nd Amendment.
Yes, one of my favorites.
On that note, what exactly does the amendment do?
The 22nd Amendment was ratified in 1951. It prevents any individual who has been elected president twice from being elected again, restricting term limits for no longer than 8 years total.
So for those of you who don't know, this was 6 years after Franklin D. Roosevelt was reelected for a fourth term, with the country occupied in the Second World War.
Yes, never before had a president served more than two terms, not to mention four, which sparked a debate that ultimately resulted in the enactment of the 22nd Amendment. What specific aspects of the amendment are we planning on discussing today, Ethan?
So in regards to the 22nd Amendment, we'll be discussing the long-standing tradition of a one- or two-term presidency, the unprecedented third and fourth terms of Franklin D. Roosevelt, and finally, its relevance in society today.
Yes, very interesting, Ethan.
Thank you. So, what trends have been seen in the past regarding term length prior to the ratification of the 22nd Amendment?
George Washington had refused to run for a third term in 1796, displaying the Founding Fathers' firm belief that a rotation in office was necessary for the new republic to function properly. A similar concept carried on through the presidency of Jefferson and onward until Roosevelt assumed office. Both the sentiments of Washington and Jefferson appear to reflect an opposition to the excessive freedoms on a president's time in office, indicating the beginning of an unwritten tradition that lasted up until Franklin Roosevelt's four-term presidency.
Very true, and this tradition could be seen with Lincoln and Jackson and their one-term presidencies as well. So, why would all this matter at the time of the amendment's enactment?
Never before Franklin Roosevelt had a president served an excessive amount of terms to be noticed by Congress on such a national scale, supporting the notion that prior to this unprecedented circumstance, there existed an unwritten tradition that a president would only serve two terms and that anything longer would violate the regulations of a democratic society. So, Ethan, do you think the amendment would still have been enacted if not for Roosevelt breaking the tradition of a two-term presidency?
Well, I personally believe that, even without Roosevelt, another president would have done the same thing with perhaps disastrous consequences for the nation. In fact, Ulysses S. Grant had attempted to be reelected for a third term, yet he did not win. This tradition was nearly broken once before and could easily have again if the amendment was not ratified after Roosevelt.
I agree.
So, on the topic of the third and fourth terms of FDR, how did Americans feel about such events?
Actually, seven polls taken in 1943 and 1944 reported that between 45% and 62% of those surveyed favored a constitutional amendment that would prohibit presidents from being elected more than twice, increasing during the time of the time of Roosevelt.
So, while the polls displayed a clear distaste for the additional terms of President Roosevelt, Congress clearly did nothing to calm the public outrage until his presidency had actually ended. So, did any events occur that allowed for Roosevelt to maintain his current position for longer than two terms?
The prior limits on presidential terms was complicated at the outbreak of World War II, especially taking into account the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Additionally, the prior success of his New Deal gained Roosevelt public support that lasted throughout his first and second terms. Do you think that the outbreak of World War II influenced Roosevelt's decision to remain in office, Ethan?
So, because Roosevelt had pulled the Americans out of the Great Depression, the people and the members of the Congress believed that he could do so again once another crisis emerged. This resulted in his third and fourth terms. Do you think that it was more beneficial to maintain the current president during such a time of crisis?
Yes, I do. In my opinion, keeping a nation unified during a time of war is extremely important, despite a president running for terms longer than what had been tradition.
Finally, moving to the third aspect of this podcast, which is the 22nd Amendment and its relevance today, do you think that term limits are good or bad for democratic governance?
I do believe term limits are a vital component to maintaining a democratic government. Without term limits, a president could essentially serve for as long as they like, without the consent of the people being governed. While a great president could remain in office for a long period of time, a horrible one could do the same in a nation lacking term limits, turning a supposed democratic government into a tyranny.
Interesting. What advantages do you believe lie in creating restrictions on term limits for a president?
By constantly cycling presidents and administration, it creates a fresh and exciting new government that can increase excitement for the country. If a president was in office for more than two terms, the mentality that Americans would have towards the leadership could completely change. Instead of being excited for the new changes to come, people may know what to expect since the same person had been in office for so long, and the same ideas and foundations would remain intact for many years. Yet, this also could be very beneficial so long as the people are in favor of the current president.
In what instances do you think a president should serve more than two terms?
If there was ever a serious emergency, people may go to the measure of continually re-electing a president because they like their leadership and success. Although being seemingly harmless and helpful towards the country, the continual re-election of presidents is undemocratic, violating the ideals set forth in the original Constitution. This would go against everything America was created for, and would increase the likelihood of another revolution in the making. The 22nd Amendment was necessary to prevent this possibility.
How does the 22nd Amendment relate to the current system of checks and balances?
The allowance of a president to serve more than two terms would be detrimental to the United States' checks and balance system. The executive branch could then overpower the legislator, putting the system in jeopardy.
In conclusion, the event that shapes our understanding of the 22nd Amendment is FDR's four-term presidency. Throughout the podcast, we have asked ourselves a variety of questions concerning this event and its importance to the Constitution. While the 22nd Amendment may have been enacted even without Roosevelt, his presidency clearly served as a spark for its ratification. As per usual, I would like to thank my whole camera and editing team, our wonderful sponsor, Pitbull, and my very special guest, Andy Bernard.
Thank you for having me.
Make sure you tune in to my gaming podcast next week, where I will answer the question, will Fortnite ever return? Thank you, and this is Ethan Chester signing off.
The information discussed in this episode of Toward the Constitution originated from a variety of historical journals and published documents compiled in the reputable online database JSTOR, a non-profitable organization helping the academic community use digital technologies to preserve the scholarly record and to advance research and teaching in sustainable ways. Thank you.